What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, April 4th, 2017, getting into the week. We've got so much to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, but please don't call in unless it's important, because we got a lot of stuff to cover today. Obviously, today is the anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, and so we put up a couple of articles about that, including one of our own, which showed that the witnesses to the shooting, remember that iconic photo of these men standing over Dr. King's body on the balcony at the Lorraine Motel, and they're all pointing in exactly the same direction, and we were told throughout the years they're pointing at the rooming house where James Earl Ray lay in ambush with his rifle, and of course it turned out, no, they were actually pointing to the roof of the building next door. And the fact of the matter is that in this day and age, most Americans don't believe the official story, well, about almost anything, and that includes Martin Luther King. And they really do think that the FBI was probably behind it, or at least covering it up. And they're looking at the story of James Earl Ray, whose government-appointed attorney suggested he plead guilty and he would be given a light sentence. And, of course, he pled guilty, was sentenced to life without parole, wanted to withdraw the plea, and the judge wouldn't let him do it. And there is actually evidence that James Earl Ray was a patsy, because the rifle planted on James Earl Ray, when it was test-fired, it turned out it has a manufacturing defect, and it leaves deep gouges on every single bullet fired through that rifle, and the bullets recovered from the body of Dr. Martin Luther King did not have those gouges. And there was a ballistics test, and the FBI said, no, the gun wasn't cleaned properly, and that's the only problem. And they tried to get another test, and the court stalled and stalled and stalled until James Earl Ray passed away in prison of an illness that he could have been treated for had he been released, at which point the court said, nobody has standing to sue the FBI over this rifle issue, and that was it. The official story cemented in position. But these days, people are looking back. I mean, the FBI's harassment and threats against Dr. King are well documented. A lot of it came out as part of the COINTELPRO scandal. J. Edgar Hoover hated Dr. King, thought he was a communist because he was opposed to war. So it's kind of an open record that the FBI was definitely hostile to him. Now, the big story, although you wouldn't know it to look at the corporate media, is the revelation that Susan Rice ordered the unmasking of the Trump team in intelligence gathered by NSA, CIA, FBI. Now, the issue of unmasking is very touchy, because when surveillance is providing information about who is calling who and who's talking to who, U.S. citizen names are supposed to be masked. And they're simply referred to as U.S. Citizen 1, U.S. Citizen 2, and then with an appropriate warrant, you are allowed to get the name behind that. But there's a whole process to go through to try and protect the privacy of Americans, and Susan Rice just bypassed that completely. And so she's out there trying to back off the thing, say it's nothing to it, and the corporate media is an absolute goose step trying to make this thing go away here. Now, apparently, former U.S. Attorney Joseph DeGenova is out there saying that Susan Rice was the one who ordered spy agencies to produce detailed spreadsheets involving Donald Trump's perfectly legal phone calls involving Donald Trump and his aides when he was running for president. And DeGenova is out there saying this has got nothing to do with national security. This is clearly a political spy operation. And it's blown a hole in that wall between national security and partisan politics. Now, it's already being called a new Watergate. It has been for a while. Here's the important thing to keep in mind. The White House does not do investigations. They do not do criminal investigations. they do not do intelligence investigations. Susan Rice's job as the national security advisor is to let FBI and NSA do the investigations, and they provide the conclusions to her. And you need to remember that. Because Susan Rice isn't supposed to be conducting her own investigation. And right now, I imagine the intelligence agencies are very upset because this spying on Trump and his associates was sold to them on this bogus claim that Russia and Trump were in cahoots together, for which there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever. And even Fox News is out there saying, no, there's nothing there. Adam Schiff is saying, no, there's no evidence. But we believe it. Therefore, it must be true. But we're hearing from people like Representative Ron DeSantis in Florida saying Rice should face criminal investigation. Rand Paul is saying that she absolutely must be called to testify before Congress under oath. And it's amazing to see the corporate media. They're out there saying, oh, it's a partisan witch hunt. There's no evidence. And which is kind of funny because evidence was not a concern when they were out there trying to sell us this story about Donald Trump and two prostitutes in the Moscow hotel. But you can almost smell the fear and panic coming on in. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're talking about the new Watergate scandal and the bombshell that Susan Rice, Barack Obama's national security advisor, was conducting political spying on Donald Trump while he was running for president. Now, apparently, State Department insiders have known about this for some time. They've been talking about it, and basically Trump's pick to be NATO ambassador, Richard Grenell, is out there saying there's no way that Obama did not know this was being done. And we know Obama had this track record of claiming not to know what was going on when the IRS targeting scandal came on out. He said, I found out about it on TV. Doop-de-doop-de-doo. I'm a dummy. I'm innocent of wrongdoing, but I'm a dummy. I have no clue what's going on in my own administration. Tucker Carlson is out there saying it is time to drop the euphemisms. When you are monitoring the conversations of your political opponents, it isn't incidental collection. It is spying. And John Bolton is also one of those who thinks Susan Rice defrauded the intelligence system by ginning up this Russia hacking, Russian interference, Trump and Russia in cahoots to get them to go along with this. And Bolton is saying Susan Rice has got serious legal problems right now. And Obama is now out of office, can't intercede on her behalf, can't pardon her. And Trump certainly is not going to pardon her. Now, over at Observer.com, apparently a lot of people inside the intelligence community are disgusted by what happened. And they're coming on out and saying, on multiple occasions, Rice asked the NSA to do things they regarded as unethical and perhaps illegal. And when the NSA is having problems doing something about spying and snooping, you know it's got to be really, really off the end of the rules. And apparently there were some serious, often loud discussions where the NSA was saying, we're not allowed to do this, and Rice said, you will do it, you will do it. So Judge Napolitano was out there saying Susan Rice has committed espionage against Donald Trump, against Donald Trump's aides, campaign workers, apparently also against Sean Hannity, Eric Prince. They were spying on everybody without any legal justification just because they could get away with it. Now, Susan Rice is in full defense mode. She's out there saying, and this is a direct quote from the former National Security Advisor, I leaked nothing to nobody. And apparently in the Obama administration, good English has went. Because that's a double negative, which may be her way of saying I didn't really lie, because the double negative means that I did leak something to somebody or I leaked everything to everybody. And here is the real damage, because all of these spreadsheets and everything, by virtue of that last minute change in the Obama administration, it's all shared with all the other intelligence agencies. Blacklisted News is saying that Trump was spied on for up to a year before the inauguration. all the way through the campaign. And the corporate media is trying to pretend this isn't there. I mean, most real journalists dream of coming across a Watergate-style story that will make them famous and wealthy from book and movie royalties. And the corporate media are just absolutely on the defensive here. They're not asking any questions about what Susan Rice did or anything. They're on the attack against Nunes. Who told you? Who leaked out this information that we were doing this? And the attitude is clearly, it's okay for us to behave this way, but it's wrong for you to talk about it. Now, Mike Cernovich, who is a main player in this story, is out there saying that he was getting this information from Bloomberg and New York Times. And those two entities refused to run the story to protect the Obama administration, to protect the insiders, to protect the Hillary campaign in case she wants to run again in 2020. And apparently some of the reporters within Bloomberg and the New York Times were just disgusted at this, and they're starting to leak. But if you go on the corporate media, they are absolutely joined at the hip. They're trying to make believe this is a non-story. It's just nuts. How could you even pay attention to just something so outrageously silly as one political party spying on another? Over on CNN tonight, Don Lemon came on out there literally begging viewers to ignore the Susan Rice story. Saying there's nothing there. It's illegitimate. We're not going to go with it. Where is the proof? Where is the evidence? Well, there's a lot of proof and there's a lot of evidence. There's a huge paper trail. There are other people who have now come forward and said, yes, we knew this was going on. And all of a sudden, the corporate media is making a big deal about we want to see evidence. And you contrast that with how they've been handling all these allegations about Russia hacked the DNC and Russia's rigged the election and Russia and Donald Trump are working together. Evidence wasn't a factor for them back then. The double standard and hypocrisy is on full display. Going on back to CNN, Chris Cuomo is out there saying the Susan Wright report, it's a fake scandal. It's a fake scandal. They're making a big, those Republicans, they're making a big deal out of nothing. This sort of thing goes on all the time. MSNBC, though, jumped the shark on this one. MSNBC host Katie Turr basically came out and said that anybody who reports on the story is helping Russia undermine our democratic institutions. If you're a patriot, you will ignore the scandal. You look at the other scandals we tell you to pay attention to, but you don't look at this one. I mean, that doesn't even make sense. And of course, if they're going to such extremes, even their most devoted viewers are going to be having that palm to forehead moment and saying, what the heck is going on? Now, again, MSNBC, Andrea Mitchell gave Susan Rice an interview this morning. Pure puff piece, pure on Susan Rice's side, nothing challenging about it whatsoever. And you need to remember, Andrea Mitchell is married to Alan Greenspan. She is as much a part of the swamp of D.C. as any of these other players. And she was out there trying to protect Susan Rice. Susan Rice was out there saying, well, you know, it's necessary for us to investigate that. But again, remember, the White House function, they don't do investigations. They don't do criminal investigations. They don't do intelligence investigations. That's other departments within the government. Now, there was one awkward moment when Andrea Mitchell asked Susan Rice if she's willing to testify before Congress, as Rand Paul has suggested. And Rice froze up, started stammering and stuttering, and then changed the subject to Russia. We've got to put the focus back on Russia. We've got to put the focus back on Russia and Donald Trump and all of that. And you want to know how panicked they are getting, how desperate they're getting, okay? There was actually a corporate media outlet that was saying that this attack on Susan Rice is only because Republicans hate and fear black women. That's it. Now, the only reason we're looking at this spying on Donald Trump's campaign is we're all a bunch of racists. So this is 1,000 times Watergate already. And it's not going to go away. They're trying to distract from it. Oh, boy, are they trying to distract from it. Now, here's an important point. Maxine Waters, back in 2013, told Roland Martin that Obama had a secret database on everyone. And apparently Roland had said to her, you better get what you can while Obama is there. Not sure what the context of that latter part was. But Maxine Waters admitted there was this database Obama assembled on everyone, not just Trump, not just Sean Hannity, not just Eric Prince, everybody. Jerome Corsi is out there saying that he's seen leaked documents showing the NSA spied on Trump going all the way back to 2004. Now, story coming out of 12160, computer logs left behind, remember those are work records, they have to be saved, show that Susan Rice accelerated the intelligence gathering on Trump after the election. And what that tells us is that they engaged in this behavior, a new Watergate, in the sure and certain knowledge that by cheating the election, cheating the voters, Hillary was going to be president and they didn't have to worry about any investigations coming up. Then when Trump and the American people overcame the election fraud, they hit the panic button. And they're trying to find anything on Trump to keep him tangled up, to keep him from going this direction. Apparently, intelligence officials do not want to talk about the surveillance of the Trump team for fear of their methods becoming known. No, actually, they don't want to talk about it because some of them are looking at serious jail time for this. By the way, Susan Rice is married to ABC's executive producer Ian Cameron. So now we have a good idea where the corporate media got the intelligence leaks about Michael Flynn, which was illegal. They're playing dirty out there. All right, let's grab a phone call. Anthony in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yes, I haven't called in a while. I just was wondering, has President Trump replaced his NSA and CIA people in regards to this spy thing?
Well, not yet, but he really ought to. In fact, this is a tremendous opportunity for Donald Trump to go on the offensive. And for whoever is monitoring this show on behalf of the Trump administration, this is a good opportunity to regain the initiative and start going on the offensive, expose all this dirt that's been going on, and start firing people and throwing some of them in jail. If you don't act decisively now, if Trump does not act decisively now, then his opposition is just going to keep on playing these dirty tricks on him. They think they can get away with this. One of the reasons we have these abuses in high positions is the long history of being able to get away from it. Look at the Clintons and all that they've gotten away with over the last 30 years. It's time to bring it to a halt.
I agree, Michael. Thanks for telling me that. You know, when you talk about this spying on Americans, I think I was just hacked into. I was hacked into this secure server. I play a game, and they tell me that the game that I play is a secure server, and somehow funds were transferred from one account to the other. And I know Big Brother is watching me, so this is why I called in.
Okay, well, hello? Yeah, you're on the air. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to let you go because we've got to take a commercial break here. But, yeah, there's a lot of cybercrime and hacking going on right now, and the NSA can't do a thing to stop it. Neither can the FBI. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, again, looking at this Susan Rice story, this might break the back of what remains of the corporate media's credibility, because Americans are seeing this incredible double standard. There is a huge amount of evidence of wrongdoing during this election campaign on the part of the Hillary campaign, Susan Rice, Obama, the Democratic National Committee, but anyway, we don't care. We don't care. We don't see it. You can't make us do it. And they're still pushing the Russia story, even though there's no evidence. Just believe as we tell you to believe. And that obvious double standard of, we don't need evidence to blame Russia, and we refuse to talk about Susan Rice until the evidence is overwhelming. But, like I said, Adam Schiff is now admitting there is zero evidence that Russia and Trump were working together. There is zero evidence that Russia hacked the DNC emails. There is zero evidence that Russia somehow tampered with our elections. Fox News was out there early today. I mean, it's been 5 months since the election. And Fox News basically came on out and said the Kremlin did not tinker with our elections. The Russian intelligence agencies did not tinker with our elections. Russian internet trolls, paid and unpaid, that may mean me, did not tinker with the election. Santa Claus did not tinker with the election. The Easter Bunny did not tinker with the election. Get over it. The hate mongering has never been more obvious. In fact, Matt Taibbi over at Rolling Stone has a wonderful article. Putin derangement syndrome arrives. And he, what he's saying is basically this blame Russia, Russia Trump has become a self-sustaining delusion. Now, right now, only about 14% of Republicans still think there's any issue there. Almost 70% of Democrats are still buying into this thing because nobody wants to be the one to stand up and say that this particular emperor has no clothes. And so it's just taken on a life of its own. Now, the Center for American Progress Action Fund, which is the sister advocacy organization of the George Soros-funded Center for American Progress, has launched a project to raise money to try and prove that Donald Trump Russian prostitutes golden shower dossier, even though it's been completely discredited. And they're out there saying, we're going to uncover the truth. No, they're going to manufacture another frame-up is what they're going to do. All right, we're going to grab a quick phone call here. Alfred in Utah, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Yes.
I have a tape I heard from, what's that called, Rush Limbaugh. I can't just believe what I heard. I want to share it with your listeners to play that. It's about that.
No, we can't do that. That's copyright violation.
Can I say what he said? Lady said?
Yes.
Okay. In Warsaw, in October, she goes there, part of the NATO things, and she openly says that if Donald Trump will be elected president, don't worry, because we can, we can impeach him, and he would not last very long.
This is Susan Rice you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about that Evelyn Farth.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh said that, because my wife listened to Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, and then Rush Limbaugh said that, but Sean Hannity, it seems, not aware of this. So this is, Rush Limbaugh called it a really mind-boggling, mind-boggling evidence that I've got it today. And with high-quality sound. That's all.
All right. Well, thank you very much
for the phone. To me, it's like in Middle Eastern countries, it's like staging a coup. That's my opinion.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what Hillary and her people are trying to do is figure out some way they can get away with a coup d'etat against Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're obviously in panic and desperation and thrash mode, which is not a good thing. Anyway, Alfred, got to let you go. Got to take another break
for
commercials.
Thanks.
We'll be right back after these few words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies.
America, welcome back to the show here. Now, deciding about Susan Rice and whether she was being honest with Andrea Mitchell, you need to remember Susan Rice was one of the key architects of the story that the attack on the consulate in Benghazi was a protest against video, which turned out not to exist. So this lady is a professional liar. In fact, it's hard to find anybody in politics who do not see their job as doing that, lying to the people for profit, whether it's politicians or public relations. It's all the same thing here. Now, Natural News has they're covering this as well. They've got multiple sources saying that this mass surveillance, which began a full year before the 2016 election, likely included surveillance of other candidates as well. So they were spying on all of them to make sure that Hillary got that White House. And the fact that she didn't is why they're in such a panic. And apparently the way they were trying to do this is they ginned up this whole Russia thing. They said, we need surveillance on these foreign people that seem to be working for Russia. And what they were actually doing is they created a list of people they knew Donald Trump was talking to just for, in the course of business. He's a businessman. He's got interests all over the world. And then they could claim that getting the Trump side of the conversations was incidental copying. And then they would unmask the names. And because of that executive order that Barack Obama signed, this information was shared with all 17 intelligence agencies, knowing that an Obama-friendly worker would then leak it to the corporate media, which is what happened. All of this damaging information about, oh, Donald Trump's choice for this and that was linked to this and that and the rest of it, was a smear campaign. It's on the same moral level as that IRS targeting scandal. So then, now, getting on back to other people's corruptions. This is a very interesting story. It's coming out of, hang on a second, I'm not sure about this one. There are a whole bunch of new websites that have been created to put out bogus stories. And a lot of them begin U.S. politics, and they have U.S. politics today, U.S. politics now, U.S. Politics whatever. And they all appear to be trying to just jam things up here. And by the way, that's why we're seeing all of a sudden terror attacks all over, sarin gas attacks in Syria. They're trying to throw so much stuff out there to the news so the corporate media doesn't have to report on Susan Rice, and hoping to distract people away. More about that a little bit later. Anyway, Judicial Watch has obtained 695 pages of the Obama IRS scandal documents. And the documents were made available following a Freedom of Information Act request lawsuit filed by Judicial Watch in 2015. Because every time they make a Freedom of Information Act request, it's denied, even though the law is very clear that only in the case of military secrets and the invasion of personal privacy, those are the only exemptions to Freedom of Information. So anyway, the documents prove the Internal Revenue Service had selected political groups applying for tax-exempt status for intensive scrutiny based on their names or political themes. And, of course, the FBI in 2014 told Fox News that its investigation had found no evidence that anything was going on here. Remember when Lois Lerner's hard drive just mysteriously crashed and, oh, gee, shuckies, there wasn't any backup. So James Comey was covering up for Obama's misuse of the IRS, and so was Loretta Lynch, because the Justice Department declared there would be no criminal charges in this case. All right, let's grab Clinton, Las Vegas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just want to let you know I sent you an email about that from the previous caller about Farkas predicting Trump's impeachment. And it was posted up on Breitbart, and I sent you a link.
Okay,
I was watching Fox News, and they had this congressman on there, and he brought up a good point, and then I'll let you go. Susan Rice has no jurisdiction investigating anything. She's the national security advisor.
That's the point I was making earlier in the show. The White House does not do investigations, either criminal or intelligence. That's for the FBI and the other intelligence agencies to do, or the Justice Department in the case of criminal investigations. And so there's no justification for Susan Rice to have done what she did.
So, but if it comes out, and I can see where this is going, they were trying to frame Trump as a Russian asset.
Yeah,
That's what they were trying to do.
Well, they were trying to claim that there was collusion. That's what they sold to the intelligence agencies to get them to go along with this spying. And I imagine there's probably a lot of people inside CIA and NSA and FBI who are furious right now because they're going to get tarnished with this new Watergate. And they got snookered by Obama and Susan Rice. And they've got to be very unhappy about that right now, which apparently there's a bunch of new leaked information coming on out. This is all going to fall apart real quick.
Yeah, it's a lot of people are fed up from the Hillary server thing, too. Now, this is all Hillary. This is the Clintons and Bush team. I'll let you go, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to switch to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I have some real strong suspicions right now. Is this stuff coming out of Syria now?
Yes.
Assad supposedly gets his own people again.
Or even the Russian metro bombing. Even the Russian metro bombing just created a distraction to try and keep people from paying attention to this scandal. Change the story, change the focus. Now, the corporate media is going to go along with that, but the independent media isn't. That's why we are the independent media.
No, because I don't trust the CIA and all the other intelligence community. I don't trust Comey. However, the problem is, on my way home, I heard a news snippet, you know, one of these at the hour. Normally, I don't even listen. But this one was about the Syrian deal, and evidently Spicer opened his big fat mouth talking about, well, this isn't, if Obama had taken care of things in 2012, when he drew the red line, this Syrian gas attack was real then, and it was as real then as it is real now. Okay, I'd say I'm 100% sure Assad is not behind gassing his own people.
Of course he isn't. You know, it was another variation on the theme of Saddam has nukes and Spain sank the USS Maine and North Vietnam is shooting at our patrol boats, violating their territorial.
Warned back when the Maine was sunk, so I can't say for sure, but as far as the patrol boats and all that, Saddam's so-called WMDs, we know where that is. But what worries me.
Before we go on, just want to insert a little historical footnote. Do you know who Admiral Hyman G. Rickover was?
Yeah, I do. I heard about him.
The father of our nuclear navy. He was the guy who single-handedly said we have to go to nuclear power for our submarines and for some of our surface ships, like the carriers. And he conducted his own investigation of the sinking of the USS Maine. And he basically said that Captain Sigsbee had been telling the truth about an onboard fire that touched off an ammunition magazine. There was no Spanish mine. But, you know, the newspapers of the day, the Hearst newspapers, I said, oh, those dastardly Spanish, and we were off into the Spanish-American War.
I'll buy it. You know, I can understand it. I mean, this government is, very manipulative, and in a certain way, it's very evil. And it's been that way for a while.
They always have been, and people need to wake up and realize that's how this government controls us. Lies, fraud, and deception. And that's exactly what's going on today.
But we got to make sure that we don't get bought, that we don't get into this Syrian deal now. I mean, just as Trump made it clear he doesn't want to get involved in it, just as they said they're not going to, you know, we're not going to ship weapons to these terrorist organizations anymore, this conveniently happens too. And just after John McCain was over there meeting with terrorist leaders and all that, I personally think McCain should be arrested and probably put in a mental institution rather than jail. I think the man is stark raving mad. But I also
he's drunk on power. He's drunk on corruption. He's absolutely convinced he can do whatever he wants and get away with it. I mean, you know, what harm did he suffer following the Keating 5 scandal? You know, he's still a member of Congress, and these people, unfortunately, really do believe they can do anything and say anything and nothing bad will happen to them. They're a protected class, and that is certainly not what was intended by the founding fathers of this nation.
Well, his POW status keeps protecting him, too, I think.
That's been exposed as a hoax. He was treated very well as a POW. He was not tortured, and apparently he cooperated with his captors. He made Tokyo Rose style audio broadcast saying, "Yes, the United States is the pirates and the invader and the criminal." And if Richard Nixon hadn't issued a blanket pardon for all the returning POWs, McCain was going to be charged with treason.
The only thing I got to ask you about that is this. Supposedly the Vietnamese offered to let him go if he said certain things, being that they wanted to do it as a favor to his father, who they thought maybe making a deal like that might end the war early.
Yes.
And McCain said, oh, he's going to stay. You believe that or you think that's made up?
Well, I think it's a very murky story. I think the North Vietnamese wanted to curry favor with Admiral McCain, not so much to end the war early, but to basically get him to not bomb certain areas where he thought his son might be.
Oh, okay. But you don't think they really offered to let him go early?
I don't know one way or the other. I've heard the story, but it's murky back then. I mean, you know, we're talking Vietnam.
Plus, you had an aircraft carrier that was almost destroyed, I think.
Yeah.
McCain was hot riding, or he didn't know how to fly his plane properly or something.
No, he knew how to fly his plane properly, but he was goofing off. He was doing a wet start, which was something that the naval aviators aren't supposed to do, but they like to do it because it makes a big bang and a flash, and it'll scare the heck out of the pilot who's in line behind them. And unfortunately, McCain's wet start touched off a rocket on the trailing plane, and it took off and hit an ammo dump on the carrier deck, and they almost lost the carrier there. But, you know, Daddy protected his son in that case here. But, you know, McCain has lost and destroyed so many aircraft, I think he only needs one more to qualify as an enemy ace.
what aircraft carrier was that anyway?
I think it may have been the Forrestal.
Forrestal?
Yeah.
Funny. That's odd that it would be named the Forrestal, because there's a lot of odd things about that former Secretary of State Forrestal, too, you know?
He
may have had knowledge of space aliens. And
he may have been suicide. The space alien thing is a cover for what was really going on there. Anyway, listen, we're going to let you go. I need to get on back to the news. We've got a lot of stuff here. So thank you, Mark. We're going to let you go. Now then, Donald Trump made a campaign promise when he was running for the presidency, and he said, I'm not going to keep my salary as president. I don't need the money. And today he kept his word. He basically donated his entire first quarter salary as president to the National Park Service. And, of course, the liberals are out there screaming, oh, my goodness, let's see. I'm sorry. I'm reading something from the control room. All right. Now then, getting on back to the news, this circus. Oh, yeah. Circus over Gorsuch. I'm sorry for the interruption, but I'm having to communicate with my control room, with Mike in the control room. And because we're both named Mike, we get really confused looking at the screens. Anyway, Gorsuch did win his approval from the Senate panel on party line vote. This has zero to do with Gorsuch's qualifications and everything to do with, there we are, everything to do with the partisan politics, the gotchas, the turf wars, and so forth. But he won the confirmation from the Senate panel. Now it's proceeding to the full Senate. The Democrats are threatening a filibuster. The GOP is threatening to invoke what's called the nuclear option, where they'll only need a simple majority to put Gorsuch over the top. And, of course, the Democrats are screaming it's undemocratic to have a simple majority decide. So they're screaming about the rules again, trying to figure out some way that they can get what they want by changing the rules, because they don't actually believe in rules being firm and inviolable. And Susan Rice just demonstrated that's how they think. All righty, moving on here. I love this story that came on out. This was in TechEye.net. The United States government is now proposing a mandatory public school curriculum to train kids how to detect and ignore what they're calling fake news. And one of the criteria that kids are going to be taught is that if you see a story that says it's telling you something the media does not want you to know, that's almost certainly going to be fake. You know, like the fact that Saddam didn't really have nuclear weapons. So they're trying to get ahead of the ball and propagandize kids to only trust ABC, CNN, NBC, PBS, NPR, and the newspapers. And I don't think it's going to work. The damage is already done. I think parents are going to say to their kids, just tell the teacher what the teacher wants to hear so you get the good grade. But here's the reality of what's going on. Americans are the most lied to people on the face of planet Earth. And that is what the corporate media's job is, to lie you, to lie to you, to sell you the next policy, the next tax, the next car, the next candidate. That's what they're in the business of doing, getting you to do things you otherwise would not want to do. Now, over in Russia, and maybe even that Russian metro bombing was an attempt to head off coverage of the Susan Rice story, because that broke over the weekend, and it's been gaining ground. They have now identified the suicide bomber, and it turns out he's a Kyrgyz-born Russian citizen, Akbarzon Jalilov, and they're looking for two other people who may have been working with him. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Let's get a couple of phone calls out of the way before we get back to the news here. I believe it's pronounced eighth in Montana. How do you say that?
No, Mike, it's Keith.
Oh, it's Keith. Okay, there was a typo on the screen. Okay, Keith in Montana. Okay, Keith. I know who you are now. Hey. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, I just want to ad-lib something here. When I heard all this stuff about Syria and stuff, I started Googling all the images of where the U.S. had brokered a deal with Russia to remove all of Syria's chemical weapons, the ship that was down there in the Texas harbor that had returned after its incineration of those weapons. And I'm going, well, you know, if someone got allegedly gassed over in Syria, it wasn't from Syria because all their weapons were removed, and, you know, as a flashback.
Well, come on here. I mean, does it make any sense? I mean, Trump and Tillerson indicate that it's okay for Assad to stay on as head of Syria, assuming he wins the next election. And, of course, the war hawks go into an absolute fury. I mean, you know, Assad has got to be feeling very good right now. He's winning the war against all of these rebels. Why does he need to gas his own people? There's no motive for him to do that. You know, it undermines Donald Trump. It undermines Tillerson. It is clearly not coming from Syria.
Isn't that kind of pathetic, though?
Yeah, it is pathetic. But right now, I mean, I am sensing so much panic from within the current establishment because they've lost control of the minds of America. This war agenda has turned out to be an absolute nightmare. And they don't know what to do other than to keep on doing what they've always done before. And it's leading us into a disaster.
Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, I keep thinking of all the people that are going to be suckered into this that, you know, like the falling for the crap of throwing your babies on the fire of someone else, you know.
Yeah, it is nonsense, but people don't buy this stuff anymore. Every time another one of these stories come on out, they say, oh, this is just another variation on Saddam has nukes.
Yeah, I was trying to think, was it Noam Chomsky that had written that manufacturing consent?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's all bad it's getting. You know, they're just a pure propaganda. They just won't quit, you know.
Yeah, but the more outrageous the lies get, the more they're undermining their own credibility. I mean, think about this one where MSNBC is saying that anybody reporting on the Susan Rice story is helping Russia undermine our democratic institutions. That doesn't even really make any sense at all. And people are going to listen to that and say, are these people on drugs? And if so, why aren't they sharing?
I took your advice off yesterday's show, by the way.
Which advice was that?
I changed my dogs are loyal ones on Twitter to H2O boy for Putin.
Okay. All right. Thanks an awful lot. We got to take a break for station identification. Back with two more phone calls, and then we're going to close the lines because I got a bunch of news to get to.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.